My name is Father Jim Nadge Mowski. I'm Marian Oler. I was stationed in Korea from 1972 onwards, and I'm from New Jersey. And when I first went over to Korea in 1972, I was trying to find the statistics, but the Catholics in the country of probably 40 million people was less than a half a million. But I looked up the statistics, which is interesting, had grown a lot. And now it's 11.1% of the population. That's 2015. Now I think it's even grown more. But one of the things about Korea is that before Christmas, it's a very busy, busy time like most countries. But you noticed there were no Christmas decorations up because the country at that time really was non-Christian. There were a lot of Protestant denominations, but really, except for those churches and the stores and everything, there wasn't anything Christian about it. And people, for us, were preparing for Christmas by what? Baptisms. So baptism was a big thing. Probably the day or two, the day before, the Sunday before, we would have a big baptism class. So adult baptisms. And it was a lot of work to prepare them, get them ready. And so that was a great joy for people. The other big thing for as far as sacramental work was everybody had to go to confession. So probably about a month and a half before, you were just hearing lots and lots of confessions. And it was a lot of great joy. People really wanted to go to confession and to get, as you can say, get themselves clean, as they would say in Korean, for the Lord. And then our high school and middle school students, they would always prepare a Christmas play. So we would have a Christmas, before Christmas Eve Mass, or Christmas Midnight Mass, we would have, on Christmas Eve, they would have a big play. And some of the students you think that weren't so talented, my gosh, they have lots and lots of talents. If you ever watch any of the Korean soap operas or dramas, you can see these people can act, and they are pretty good actors, even those things you wouldn't think were acting. So it was a great time for them, too. And, of course, getting for the little kids, we would try to have Santa Claus come in and give them little gifts at the kids' mass. And people were generally happy decorating the church. And the customs, well, the customs, I think, were just having, of course, Christmas confession, they would call it, and the Christmas baptisms and the play. And then in my other last parish I went to, I said, well, this is Jesus' birthday. We should have a birthday cake. So we got a big birthday cake. The main mass, anybody that came to the main mass, we got two big, huge pigs. And I didn't think pigs were expensive to buy, but they were about $300 or $400 each. So, but anybody that came, we fed people. We had pork. We had rice cakes, and we had regular cake. And anybody that came, because people are sometimes coming from a little bit of a longer distance, especially if they was in a country parish. So they enjoyed it to make them enjoy the day. And of course, we did a lot of praying. And at midnight mass, the big thing was going up and bowing, as the Koreans do, to the crib. It was a big, important thing. And then singing the Christmas carols for the first time in the group there. And the Korean women would have a special, they call it chimachogori. Korean type of a traditional clothes, and very, very clothes. And the men too. Some of the men would wear it, but normally they would wear a Western type of business suit. So people made sure they were dressed very nicely there, and the singing usually was very good. And people were happy, even those who weren't too well off were very happy.